Part of the program, Joe Ritchie is our general manager and editor. I'm David Barsamyan. Thank you for listening.
Good evening. It is 7 p.m., and you're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Upcoming is the Celtic program, Schottergeil.
Thank you. Good evening. You're listening to Shul to Gale. Roger Hera at the microphone tonight. Thanks for tuning in. Tonight, I am going to work through time a little bit. The first three tunes played tonight opened with Waxy's Dargle by the McDeviants, fine Colorado Springs band, off their album Seven Long Years, and then followed that with Seeds of Sorrow by the Young Dubliners, and then closed that set out with the Clare Reel and the Green-Gowned Linnet by Adam Agee and John Sousa. Opened with those because if you were fortunate enough to be at the Pikes Peak Celtic Festival this past weekend, you would have heard those three bands, among others. And next, I'm going to play a couple of tunes that you can hear by Beth Leachman and Margot Krimmel this coming weekend. They are going to be playing at the Northern Colorado Harp Festival Sunday the 23rd at 7 p.m. in the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Loveland. And then, actually, you can hear them sooner than that on Saturday the 22nd. They're going to be playing at a fundraiser for the Rocky Mountain Revels in Boulder from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Odd Fellows Lodge on Pearl Street. Tickets available at the door for that one. And so play a couple of tunes off the first CD they did called White Birds. If you're in southern Colorado this weekend, there is a new festival coming up, the Cortez Celtic Fair, coming up on the 22nd in Park de Vida in Cortez. And you'll hear music from Truckley Howe, Nicholas Stoker, the piper, Kitchen Jam Band, West Wind Pipes and Drums, Granya, and Top of the Morning. And I know absolutely nothing about any of those bands, so I have none of their music to play. But it sounds like it should be fun. There'll be a kids area, Celtic Animals, whatever that means. Interesting. Vendors, heavy Scottish athletic demonstrations, and Highland dance demos as well. Plenty of food and beer, free admission. If you would like to know more about that, www.CortezCelticFair.com. So, with that, I'll now pot up Beth Gadbaugh and Margot Krimmel playing Carolyn's Dream.
gypsies at the castle gate, coming bright and boldly, oh, and the one sang high and the other sang low. The other sang the raggle-tackle gypsy, oh, and late last night the Lord came in, inquiring for his lady, oh, but oh, kind sir, now didn't you know, she's away with the raggle-tackle gypsy, oh. Saddle for me my milky white steed, saddle him up so boldly, oh, so that I might find my only wedded wife. She is gone with the raggle-tackle gypsy, oh. He rode east and he rode west, he rode north and south also. It soon he found his only wedded wife in the arms of the raggle-tackle gypsy, oh. Fair maid, come with me, my honey. Oh, no, I wouldn't trade the kiss on the gypsy laddie's lips, not for you and all your money, oh. Why do you leave your house and your land? Why do you leave your money, oh? And why do you leave your two fine babes to go away with the raggle-tackle gypsy, oh? And why do you leave your fine feather bed with the blankets drawn so cold? Oh, and why would you leave your only wedded lord to go away with the raggle-tackle gypsy, oh? What do I care for me house and me land? What do I care for money, oh? And what do I care for those two fine babes? I am going with the raggle-tackle gypsy, oh. And what do I care for me fine feather bed with the blankets drawn so cozy, oh? And what do I care for you, my lord? I'm in love with the raggle-tackle gypsy, oh. Come with me, my pretty fair maid. Come with me, my honey, oh. I wouldn't trade the kiss on the gypsy laddie's lips, not for you and all your money, oh. Slept in a fine feather bed with the blankets drawn so cozy, oh. Tonight I'll sleep on the cold hard ground in the arms of the raggle-tackle gypsy, oh.
Shoulta Gael is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by the Celtic Connection. The Celtic Connection is a monthly newspaper for all people with an interest in Celtic news, music, language, culture, and tradition. For subscription information, visit CelticConnection.com or call 303-777-0502.
So in that set, a couple of tunes from Beth Gadbaugh singing and on the Bowron, and Margot Krimmel on the harp. So coming up in the middle future, like next weekend, there is a relatively new festival in Scottsbluff, Nebraska, which sounds like it's a long way away, but Scottsbluff is actually in the western part of Nebraska, and a relatively short, easy drive on the interstate. And so coming up on the 28th and 30th, the Scottsbluff Celtic Gathering at the Five Rocks Amphitheater in Gehring, Nebraska. And there'll be a few local bands appearing there, Avourneen, The Commoners, Indigent Row, Jamie Cuthill, a well-known piper, local group from Nebraska called the Killigans, Once Upon a Tune, another local group there, and then the Renaissance Scots Clan from Denver will be appearing. Scottish dance, pipe bands, whiskey tasting, clan tents, heavy Scottish athletics, a pub crawl, whiskey tasting, food, fun, and merchandise. Best of all, it's free admission. ScottsbluffCelticGathering.com. And so in honor of that particular event, I'm going to play a couple of tunes from bands who will be there, the Commoners and Avornin, and then an interview with a couple of the organizers of that particular festival. So I think I'll launch into a tune called Whiskey, Weed, and Women by the Commoners. This is off a demo tape they did a while back, and it's on a new CD that they are actively in the studio working on even as we speak. So here's Whiskey, Weed, and Women, and then follow that up with a tune called King of the Fairies by Avornin.
For it's whiskey, weed, and women till the morning comes along. We try to wake tomorrow, do it all over again.
Yeah.
Good evening. I have Mark Masterton and Zach McDonald on the phone, and they are with one of the newer festivals in the region up in Scotts Bluff. So good evening, Mark and Zach. How are you guys tonight?
Doing good, Roger. Thank you very much for having us on your program tonight.
Oh, you're very welcome. So talk to me about the festival. What is it? Where is it? What's going on?
Hey, Roger, I can give you a little background on that. Of course, both Zach and I have Scottish backgrounds, but I've been going to the festival up in Estes Park for years, and went down to the one in Boulder County, I think about 4 years ago, and I talked to some people down there, and I said, you know, with a name like Scotts Bluff, and that's the name of the city, it's one word, and the name of the county is two words. With a name like that, we probably ought to have one of these festivals. So I talked to the people there, and they kind of helped us get that going. And we started that, I guess, in 2017 was our first year. We had a small gathering in downtown Scotts Bluff, but we've since grown to Gearing, Nebraska, which is our kind of twin cities, kind of Minneapolis-St. Paul type thing. And they've got a great big, huge amphitheater with plenty of space, and we've got gobs of parking. We've got a sound stage. We've got about everything you could want in that kind of venue. We just grew from there. Last year, we doubled the amount of people that we had. And this year, hopefully, we could triple the amount from last year. We don't know. But, you know, the Scotts Bluff is actually a national monument. U.S. Park Service runs it, and that's where we get the name. For the city, and it was all started by a guy by the name of Hiram Scott, who was a fur trader who was up in the Rocky Mountains and floating down the Platte River, where he broke his leg and all his buddies left him at the bottom of the monument and came back the next spring, and of course he wasn't doing too well by that time. Just a skeleton left, but hence the name Scott's Bluff. So he was an Ulster Scott, and in kind of honor of him, in honor of the bluff, the city, the county, we decided to start this Celtic gathering, is really what it was. We struggled a while for the name to come up with, but it really is a gathering of clans.
So for those of us who are geographically challenged, where is Scotts Bluff relative to Denver?
You know, we are about 185 miles north of Denver. In fact, my two kids live in Niwot, Colorado. Another one lives in Lafayette. So we're down there all the time. And, you know, it's about, you know, if you know what you're doing, know where you're going, it's about a 2.5-hour trip. But most people take about three hours and 15 minutes from Denver. Now, from Fort Collins, it's even closer, you know. But it's really not all that far. We go down to Denver all the time. In fact, you know, we're part of Nebraska, you know, most of eastern Nebraska roots for the Kansas City Chiefs, and we're all Denver fans around here. So, yeah, it really isn't all that far.
It's four-lane roads the whole way to the event.
Yeah.
So what could people expect to see, hear, do when they go to the festival?
You know, we are similar to many of the other festivals in the area as far as, you know, we have a lot of music, food, and fun events going on. But to highlight a couple of those and how we have our own little spin on things and do things a little differently, we're expanding the events to be 2.5 days this year. And one of the things we really recognized from a lot of events is we wanted to tailor ours a little bit more towards being a really enjoyable place for the clans and even vendors to attend. So anyone who actively participates in the gathering, that first night on Friday, we have a great free meal for them and just start rolling out the carpet. It's easy to get to. It's a lot of fun. Where one of the things to definitely expect is cost-wise, we're very reasonable. We're really trying to get a lot of people to come to our nonprofit event, and we're trying to grow it the right way. We've expanded our music repertoire this year. It's going to be really exciting. We have the Commoners coming back again, obviously, but we're also adding Indigent Row, Once Upon a Tune, Avenine, and obviously some bagpipers. Now, also, we have the Killigans coming back, and for a lot of your listeners in the Colorado area, they may not be familiar with that band. They're kind of a Nebraska band out of Lincoln, but they're an Irish folk, almost punk band a little bit, and we're excited to have them back. Now, we always have them frontline our Saturday night event. This year, we're doing something a little different. We're going to close down the gathering a little bit earlier on Saturday night and then have a little get-together after the gathering, and we will have them headline that. We've also expanded our kid-friendly events, so there's definitely a lot of fun things for the kids to do. And obviously, it's the heritage of having people show up and trace their family roots and find out more about their ancestry through the clans. And now, obviously, as well, I've got to tell everyone, we obviously have the Rin Scots back, and they're going to be expanding their repertoire as well to showcase everything. We have a lot of fun with those guys. And then, obviously, you know, the Commoners, they're out of Fort Collins themselves there, and Mouse is instrumental in that band, and he's also a part of our committee, which is why our music is improved this year, and it's going to be really exciting and fun.
Well, I understand that the Commoners are in the recording studio cutting a new album, and it will be available and released at your festival. Now, what are the dates of your festival?
We are June 28th through the 30th, and we're claiming the little piece of calendar real estate is the last weekend in June.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun, and I encourage listeners to head up there. It's not that far from Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins, and a lot of familiar bands and sounds and a different sort of venue. And you don't have to drive over any passes to get there. Lots of flatland, and should be good weather by that time of year. So yeah. What is the web address where people can go for more information?
It's kind of a long name, but it's actually memorable. It's just ScottsBluffCelticGathering.com.
So
ScottsBluffCelticGathering.com.
ScottsBluffCelticGathering.com, June 28th to the 30th in Gehring, Nebraska. So I hope it all goes well, and it has been a pleasure talking to you guys tonight, so thank you for calling in.
Well, thank you very much, Roger.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on your show, and we would sure like to see a lot of our Colorado friends up here for this. We want to make this probably a premier event for this year, so we're going to have a lot of fun. And it's more geared towards clans, really, than it is towards the public. So we're gonna make sure all the clan members have a great time.
Well, I think we'll get the word out to the clans around here and see what happens. So thanks again. Have a good evening.
All right. Thank you,
Roger. You as well.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Support comes from Block 1750, a community dance center dedicated to providing dance classes, workshops, live events, performances, and more. Block 1750 is hosting its summer youth camp June 24th through 28th for ages 7 through 13. More information at block1750.org.
All right. I think I'll continue with a little bit of music, some talk from the Commoners. I've got a bit of chatter from a recording they did of a program on KRFC, the public radio station in Fort Collins, where they talk about why Irish music. And you'll hear Mouse, the leader of the Commoners out of Fort Collins. And you heard Mark mention Mouse's name in his comments. Mouse helped them organize the bands for the Scottsbluff Celtic Gathering. So I think before I get Mouse on, I'll play another cut from Voronin, Kieran Kelly's Stony Steps, and Frank's reel. So a set of reels from Voronin.
Very cool, very cool. If you're just tuning in, this is KRFC in the afternoon mix with a special edition. We have the Commoners in studio playing for us today. They're going to be playing later tonight at Mulligan's. They've been playing here, there, and everywhere last couple of days. If you've been out, you've probably seen them. And if not, you better. You can smell them coming. This room isn't helping either. It is hot in here. Like, it is show hot. Like,
I should have just worn my swimsuit.
Awesome, awesome. Well, guys, thanks again for playing. We've got another half hour with these guys. And after that, I'm on the air for two more hours. So you guys, we have no parameters. You can do whatever you want. You want to play a three-hour show right now? Go for it. You want to smash up the studio and walk out? Do that. Whatever you want.
I have been needing to buy a new bass, and I plan to smash up my bass when I do.
There are no laws.
And it has to be a truly epic show, though, and so far this has been. This has been great.
So we'll buy a new bass afterwards.
So, right, before this next show.
By 7
I got a few hours, so I got time.
Very cool. So why Irish music? We didn't really. How did you land on that?
I loved it. It's been listening to it for a long time, and you know, just the punk stuff. I had the old
old traditional stuff that a lot of people probably consider kind of boring. And some of the, you know, really, probably the biggest influence to me are all those Irish bands that were in around, well, really starting off in the 70s with the Dubliners, and then the groups like the Pogues taking that to the next level, kind of bringing the old traditional stuff up into the era of rock, and what eventually evolved into so many different types of Irish music. I mean, that's, to me, Irish music has just, it's so diverse. And if you see one of our shows and watch it all the way through, which not many do, but
but hey, it's hard to make it through. I mean, each song is 10 minutes normally. But, we're playing the super abridged versions of everything right here today. Yeah,
but we'll hit some of those songs in the old slower traditional style, and all the way up to what you're hearing right now. We're definitely bringing out some of the rock stuff, and we do some jam stuff, and throw in some, mixing some classic rock and some modern rock, and it's just, it's so versatile that it's just fun. I mean, there's, when you hear it, at least for me, it gets you going.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I feel the same way, and it definitely, you can touch Irish music with country, folk, whatever you want, and it definitely works.
I mean, and that's where all the folk, bluegrass, country, all of that came from, is Scotch-Irish out in the Appalachians, you know. They were the coal miners that wore the red bandana on their neck to indicate who they were, and that's where the term redneck comes from, even, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. And, I don't think I'd ever heard really a jam influence, or at least I'd never picked up on it, but I can definitely hear that, especially Tyler in your guitar playing. I kind of hear that little bit of jam sound that, you know, that's awesome. I love that.
Thank you.
Yeah, yep. Very good.
Yeah, we definitely love having Tyler come in with us. And we're trying to keep them a little bit short, the solos, just so we don't bore anybody, because you might lose a couple listeners.
Hey. Thank you. We'll get them back. No, yeah, you got to
keep rocking it.
Do what you're going to do.
I'm a pretty boring guitarist.
Yeah, this guy.
Not at all.
Well, I'm bored, for the record.
Can we get some girls in here to dance for Tyler?
Yeah, yes, please.
All right. Whatever. Do it again,
cool,
man.
Well, this next song is it's called Peace Stands for Patty. And I don't think we need to say anything else.
Well, the next song isn't P Stands for Patty. It is on the CD of the recording of that particular show. But I thought that was just an interesting sort of perspective from the commoners on how their music came to be. So you can hear the commoners coming up next weekend in Scotts Bluff Celtic Gathering. And then talking about time tonight. Tonight's theme was time. The festival just passed. Appearance coming up by Beth Gadbaugh and Margot Krimmel. Appearances coming up next weekend of Ornine, the Commoners, Indigent Row. And then that group will also be appearing at the Colorado Irish Festival a month from now at Clement Park, July 12th through 14th in Littleton, along with Gaelic Storm, a group out of Washington, D.C. called Scythian, and then the Young Dubliners, who you heard earlier, of Ornine, the Commoners, Indigent Row, and the McDevians, whose music I played earlier. Another terrific newer band from Ireland called Jig Jam will be appearing as well. And Jig Jam has a new CD out that is a terrific blend of traditional Irish and Americana. You can hear the blend of the Irish and Appalachian influence. So I'm going to play a couple of cuts from their latest CD called Phoenix that will be available at the Colorado Irish Festival. And then see how much time I've got and maybe squeeze in one more thing. So I'm going to open with a tune of theirs called From Tullamore to Boston by Jig Jam.
Where the heather grows in the Midlands, came a man named Danny Williams.
He brought magic to Kings County, and he bottled it right there. He brought a drink for me and a drink for you, the faithful Tullamore Jew. Many barrels he did deliver, full smooth as a silver river, from Killahy down the Shannon and o'er to London town. With a drink for me and a drink for you, a faithful Tullamore Jew. So take me home and brighten up the day, from Tullamore to Boston, out to California. Give every man his due. The Jew was milled and still to perfection in the book for the core of the nation, as our legendary Irish whiskey sent across the seven seas. With a drink for me and a drink for you, the faithful Tullamore Jew. So take me home and brighten up the day, from Tullamore to Boston, out to California. Give every man, give every legacy has grown, and on this day you'll even see her smile at Fenway. Like the phoenix from the ashes, it shines bright across this land. So take me home and brighten up your day, from Tullamore to Boston and across America. With a drink
for me and a drink for you,
drink for me
and a drink for me.
Chest, the fluttering butterflies they manifest. As the suitcases they float around, around and around, like the thoughts inside of my head. What's happened at sea and what has been said? To a home where the fire burns inside of my heart, where the warmth that tickles your soul right from the start. I'll sail away across the ocean, only to let the waves bring me back home. And I have felt every emotion, but I'm not alone. We
thoughts over turbulent waters, but know that someday it will all go away and we'll fall into open arms into the bay. We have wandered, meandered through rivers, channels and streams. We've reached a shore, but now something more as we tackle the ocean like all gone before. To a home where the fire burns inside of my heart, where the warmth that tickles your soul right from the start. I'll sail away across the ocean only to let the waves bring me back home. And I have felt every emotion, but I'm not alone. Every day, every notion leads me to sail away back to my home. Needless to say, every emotion, but I'm not alone. Tickles your soul right from the start. I'll sail away across the ocean only to let the waves bring me back home. And I have felt every emotion, but I'm not alone. Every day, every notion leads me to sail away back to my home. And I have felt every emotion, but I'm not alone. As the birds swooping down over Tullamore Town, it ignites, it begins to excite the wings in my chest. The fluttering butterflies, they manifest. Someday the fog will lift. Someday our souls will drift far away from all of this, where space and time don't exist. Look on up past the clouds, the stars are still there shining somehow. Look on down again, we'll be rising someday. Someday we'll fly again. Someday we will transcend, far away from here and now. Gravity can't hold us down. Waiting for you, sir.
listening to Jig Jam. The last tune was called Someday, and before that was Sail Away, and then opened that set with Tullamore to Boston. Jig Jam, their new CD, Phoenix, and you can see and hear Jig Jam of Orneen, the Young Dubs, Commoners, McDeviants, Gobs of Fun, many other terrific bands. Well, you've been listening to Shoal to Gale with your host, Roger Hara. Time is now 8 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned now for Music on Monday with George F.
I can't keep running because I'm no river.
Esme and the band are in the studio in Boulder today. So welcome to KGNU. Welcome home.
Oh, thank you so much.
KGNU, it's Doug Gertner. It's the Morning Sound Alternative.
That's weekdays from 9:30 to 12 on KGNU for Morning Sound Alternative with DJs like Doug and in studios like Esme Patterson here on KGNU.
Support comes from the Colorado Latino Festival 2019, happening Sunday, June 23rd from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. in Boulder Central Park. The Colorado Latino Festival 2019 celebrates Latin American and Caribbean cultures. The event will feature over 100 booths, live music, food, and activities for the whole family. More information at thelatinofestival.com.
Patrocinado por el Colorado Latino Festival.
Com mais fácil ponteiro, podemos animar a função encarnado num gaiteiro. O diabo já é velho, mas é grande folião. Na festa mete o bedelho para animar a bailação. Para aquecer o bailarico, abre a torneira ao túnel. O cura dá-lhe fanico, lá se vai o hidromel. Esta bebida dos anjos que agrada tanto ao demónio. Já tentou São Cipriano, São João e Santo António. Santo António milagreiro fez pacto com o demónio. O diabo era gaiteiro e o santo tocava harmónio. São João tocava caixa com dois paus de marmeleiro. Mas o delírio das moças era a gaita do gaiteiro. Inchava como um leitão quando se lhe puxa o rabo. Pela copa do bordão jorravam roncos do diabo. Que suave vendia brada, refinava com o harmónio, mas não estava homologada. Estava fora das medidas, saía da convenção. Tinha veias no ponteiro e dois papos no bordão. Criação de Belzebu, diabólica magia. Nas voltas da contradança, quem dançava enlouquecia. E nas voltas da loucura, as almas em desatino saltavam de corpo em corpo, errando do seu destino. O gaiteiro a reunia como se junta um rebanho. Fê-las descer ao inferno, no fogo tomaram banho. E já os corpos em brasa iam fazendo das suas. As vestes esfarrapadas mostravam as carnes nuas.
Indulgência, absolutionem et remissionem peccatorum tribut ad nobis dominum.
Com três paus faz-se bordão, com mais faz-se ponteiro. O demo anima a função encarnado num gaiteiro. fêmeas eram lascivas, ondulantes de paixão. Corroídas do desejo, contorciam-se no chão. No terreiro da função, os corpos se confundiam. Seguidores de Belzebu, das almas santas se serviam. Foram pela noite fora, perdidos no bacanal. Ao som desta banda louca, até ao juízo final.